Researchers mapped heat exposure and coral death along the 2,300-kilometre length of the Great Barrier Reef following the 2016 heatwave. Many corals died immediately from heat stress, while many more died slowly because their algae partners were released in response to the heat. The types of corals present also changed on hundreds of reefs. Emeritus Professor Ian Lowe is from the School of Natural Sciences at Griffith University on the Gold Coast. He says the 2016 damage may well be a turning point.
Before 2016, there'd been significant damage to the reef done by bleaching events and by other things like crown of thorns and runoff of nutrients from the mainland. But those problems all looked reversible. After 2016, there's a real concern among the reef scientists that the damage may not be reversible.
Severe bleaching occurred again in 2017, and the report's authors say it's likely to continue until climate change stabilizes. Professor John Cole says Australia is in a state of political inertia on energy and climate, and ignoring the science further endangers the Great Barrier Reef's resilience. Professor Cole says what's happening on the Great Barrier Reef ought to spur some action on climate change, both locally and globally.
We do lack a coherent national energy and climate policy. While we try to pass the buck from each other, from one to the other, internationally and globally, we're seeing global warming continue, and that's the real killer of the Great Barrier Reef.
Professor Cole says it's not just an environmental issue, but also an economic one, with the Great Barrier Reef vital for tourism and other industries. But the problems of the Great Barrier Reef don't just raise questions about what to do on the most obvious of levels. They also raise questions, says Dr. Michael Dunlop of the CSIRO, about how to approach the broader issue of conservation and dealing with changing ecosystems. Dr. Dunlop says attitudes may have to shift more towards saving what is realistically able to be saved, rather than trying to save everything in a changing ecosystem.
The approach is probably to focus on those aspects of ecosystems that are likely to persist rather than those aspects that are likely to change. And then we should manage the ones that we have a chance of protecting. So as the reef changes, it's potentially can still provide habitat for many hundreds of species and still be a healthy ecosystem. It might change in its character. Over time, it might change in its character. It may be unrecognisable, but still be a healthy reef.
But as scientific as the issues are, there's an undeniable emotional element to the protection of the Great Barrier Reef and questions about the much-loved Australian icon's future. Ian Lowe says he worries for future generations.
It's really alarming because those of us who have seen the Barrier Reef have seen something that is unique and stunning in its colour and its beauty and its diversity. And it devastates me to think that our children or our grandchildren may never see anything like the Great Barrier Reef that we have experienced.
Evan Young, SBS News.